I told the guys at school to stop making fun of my friend. So then they made fun of me instead.
Sounds like a pretty bad day. Or maybe it was good. Have you ever been teased for being a Christian? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I used to get so mad when someone teased me for being a Christian, but then I came across this verse in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. It is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by His name. I know it can hurt, and it might be hard to understand, but being mocked for our faith is one way we can show others who Jesus is. And that's exactly what our story is about today. It's entitled, The Bad Day. I had a terrible day, Chase told his friends Thomas and Joel. The guys in gym class laughed at me because I told them to stop making fun of this kid who goes to my church. Then they started making fun of me instead, he said as his mom set a plate of carrots and dip on the table. My day wasn't so great either, said Joel. A girl in my class offered to give me the answers for the science homework that's due tomorrow. I said no, and at lunch I overheard her telling her friends I was a good little Christian and laughing about it. Thomas nodded as he bit into a carrot. My cousin drove me to the store after school to buy some baseball cards, and the guy at the cash register gave me too much change. My cousin said I was dumb for returning the extra money. I told him I did it because it was what Jesus would do, but he just rolled his eyes. Thomas sighed. I don't get why everyone gives us a hard time for doing the right thing. I'm really not surprised to hear that you boys are being mocked for being Christians, Chase's mom said. In fact, that's good. The boys looked surprised. It is? Asked Chase. Mom nodded. The Bible says we can expect that. Those who follow Jesus have an entirely different way of living, and it sometimes makes other people uncomfortable, so they try to make us uncomfortable too. God says to pray for them and be glad. She grinned at the boys. So cheer up. Joel frowned. I'm not sure I get it. Why should we be glad when people make fun of us? Because people also made fun of Jesus, Chase's mom explained. I know it's hard to understand, but being mocked for our faith is one way we can show others who He is. So don't give in to temptation to get even with those who make fun of you. Instead, pray for them and thank Jesus for giving you the strength to live the way He wants you to. Okay, Mom, Chase smiled. I guess it wasn't such a bad day after all. Well, how about you? Do you get upset when others mock you for being a Christian? It hurts when others treat you that way, but remember that Jesus was treated that way too. But He didn't try to get even. Instead, He prayed for those who persecuted Him, and He wants you to do the same. Pray for those who treat you badly for being a Christian, and thank Jesus for using you to show others who He is. Our key verse is 1 Peter 4:16.
It is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by His name.
And our key thought for today, rejoice and pray when persecuted.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
Thanks for being such a great radio station. I listen to you every day.
Hi, my name's Anna, and thanks for all you do at Keys for Kids Radio.
Hi, my name is Anthony. I love Keys for Kids.
Hello, my name is Ashley, and I love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio because it has lots of stories and turns on really nice music.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.